This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Fire officials expect the number of personnel fighting the Aspen Acres fire in southern Colorado to grow to nearly 1,900. Thousands of residents have been evacuated from their homes. Pueblo County Sheriff Dave Lucero spoke during a community meeting last night. While some mandatory evacuations have been lifted, he says it's not clear when everyone will be able to go home.
This fire is still active. It's still moving. I've seen it go one direction one day and then double back and come right back down and burn another area.
More than 260 structures have been destroyed. Forecasters do expect some rain this week, which may help, though thunderstorms can generate wind, which could speed the fire's spread. Because of wildfire smoke, there are air quality alerts in southern Colorado and along the Front Range today. Cuts made by Republicans in Washington to food programs are hitting families and states hard. That's according to the Colorado State Treasurer. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
A year ago, they passed H.R. 1, which extended tax cuts and slashed social safety net programs, including $187 billion to food assistance program SNAP through 2034. Treasurer Dave Young, a Democrat, says families now have to make tough choices when shopping, and states like Colorado can't absorb the costs of cuts.
In Colorado, about 10% of our state's population, just under 615,000 residents, rely on SNAP for food access. As many as half of them may lose benefits thanks to H.R. 1.
Republicans defend the law as providing tax relief and funding national security. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find more news online at cpr.org.